Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by our members. That's right, our members support OTR Westerns fully now. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, December 12, 1941, and the title is The Iron Box. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger.
During the years of unrest and fall of the Civil War, powerful secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrows sprang up in the western United States. Members were to be found everywhere, defying the law, using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. And with the masked rider of the flames who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors. For once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Lone Silver, on the trail of the Black Arrow, Lone Silver,
the rain had fallen steadily through the afternoon and early evening. It beat upon the trees and on the roof of the hunter's cabin that was sheltered by the trees. Heavy clouds obscured the stars and moon. Intense darkness shrouded the two horsemen who made their way toward the small shelter.
Good thing we decided to camp in that old hunter's cabin, Tonto. Be a bad night to spend without a shelter of some sort.
Well, we make being cool. We do that plenty of time before.
Yes, cabin makes it unnecessary.
Well, me not like to go to cabin.
Why not?
We go there in the afternoon, we find.
I understand, Tonto. It leaves the fires there this afternoon. So all the more reason to go back there tonight. Sometimes I can't understand you.
Plenty of mystery past few weeks.
Oh, you mean the girl who's been writing those notes for us?
She's
been a lot of help. I don't know where she gets the information. She passes on to us. It's all been valuable.
That's right.
Don't seem at all pleased.
Me like it better. We know who girl is. Me not like mystery.
Well, as long as she's helping a good cause, it's not hold against her. She wants to keep her identity a secret.
Do you not want to know who Carol is?
Of course I do, Kumosabe. Trying my level best to find out. Because she's clever enough to keep out of sight, you're not going to be angry. Besides, she got to do with our going to that cabin.
I know. Maybe Carol has been there. Maybe leave more letter.
I know. That's what I'm counting on. We took one pains to conceal our movements. It would be simple for the girl to learn that we were going back to the cabin tonight. If she goes there with a note.
What then?
I have a pretty fair idea who she is. Missouri has been hiding in the cabin all day.
Missouri?
That's right. Been on the loft waiting for the girl to show up. Told him not to let himself be seen. Get a good look at her and find out all he could. Follow her when she left, if possible.
Ah.
I want to know who she is without her being aware that I know it. Well, here we are.
I thought we killed you by the sound of your horses. Come on in and get yourselves out of that there way.
Nothing happened, Missouri?
Nothing. Not a doggone thing. I spent my whole business cussing me into that ditch, man. It was worse after it got dark. Nothing but spiders for company.
He takes off his saddlebags.
All right, Tonto. Bring the saddlebags in. We'll unpack them.
Tonto, do it. This way, Scott.
Well, so there's no sign of her unknown friend.
No, Dad, rat at all. Now that you're here, I'm going to light the lamps and get the fire built up. I'm so doggone hungry for some hot vittles and hot coffee.
Do it.
Huh?
Listen to me. Did you tell anyone that you'd be here?
No, sure not.
No one?
Not a soul. I don't go around shooting my mouth off about important business like this. I didn't so much as breathe a hint about asking to try and learn about that she did.
What are you chuckling about?
Never seen you curious like this before.
Forget it, Missouri.
Your saddlebag. Your mother will be torn.
Right.
I'll have a light going in. Give me now. The fire drove it up the fireplace. I'll have this place warm for you. You can say your own name. Did you ever do see it?
There's some surprise here in this.
What's the matter?
Missouri, look.
Hmm?
I'm here. Hey, you listen to me. You're about the best friend I have outside of Toto.
What's that you got?
Listen to me. I know you tell a lot of things. You have trouble keeping a secret. This time, I know you can keep still. But you realize how important it is.
What is it?
It's only one of those letters. I haven't told anyone about these notes, understand that?
Sure.
If a single word about them gets out, I'll know that you're to blame.
Oh, now, pardon.
I don't want you to forget that. But if you ever tell a single soul about this, it'll be the end of my trust in you.
You can count on me. Now, what the Sam Hill is that thing? Where'd it come from? I'll take an oath that the girl wasn't here.
No, Missouri, she wasn't here. It was on my saddlebag while I was in town. As a matter of fact, she was riding it against the saddlebag when I interrupted her. You can see with the marks of the pencil it made little dents in the leather. She left the message unfinished. Probably I came, she saw me, and had to leave.
Now, what's that say? Sure, it's pretty handwriting.
Wait a minute. Most important credentials. Confidential. Must be on the stage. Iron box must. Missouri.
He's alive. Don't get so on your speed up. What's the matter?
Missouri, I've got to get an iron box off the westbound stage. It's due tonight.
Yeah, sure is.
Just after it leaves town, it's going to be held up.
Jump on, Juniper.
I've got to stop that stage and take an iron box off before it gets to town.
You mean? How dear. He ain't going to stick up the stage.
I'm going to take that iron box. Hello.
Be here.
Leave the saddles on. Bring the horses around. We're traveling.
I'm with you, then. I'm riding with you. I always say that if a thing's got to be done, it's got to. And if the law gets in the way, hang the law.
You like that fire and stay here. Mm-hmm. We'll be back before morning.
I want
food and coffee. Well, go fix it.
Can I travel along? Three men's better than two for a job like this.
Someone I can trust will stay here and watch our supplies.
Are you ready now?
Gotta head for the stage trail east of town and stop the stage.
See you later, Missouri.
Dad or rabbit all in thunderation. I'm riding with him. I'll be as I hate him and his law wrestle myself some bills. He says there was some eating in the saddlebags. I guess I'll get the fire burning first. Gone cold gets into the marrow of my bones. Oh, what? Hey, that way are you covered? Don't make no moves. Who are you? Why don't you shoot the lantern out? Get in here and keep your hands up. You hear me? I got you covered. Speak. Don't run it off. Speak. Open the door. I hear the rain. Stand where you are. Stand still. Now don't move. I see you. I got you covered. Make a move and I'll shoot. I see you.
You shiver. Where? I like behind your back. I'm only a governor.
I see me.
I took a big chance coming here. I had to take it. Now calm down. I know you and I have the same interest.
Well,
and I don't feel
Yeah.
That was the Lone Ranger. I could ride where you
needed. But she...
The situation's desperate. Tell me, Missouri, in the name of goodness, tell me the truth. Is he going to stop that stage coach?
I ain't got a thing to say.
Well, I didn't come here on foot after my horse fell because I like to get frozen, half frozen in this cold rain.
You know, I mean, you mean your horse fell?
Yes. Yeah. Here on foot.
The Lone Ranger has been trying to find you.
I know.
I'm turning and making a light. I'm going to see what you look like.
I had to be with you. I felt sure that the Lone Ranger would not take advantage of the situation. He'd respect my desire to remain on feet, as far as possible unknown. I know you would be just as bad.
Oh, don't go me home. But why?
I left him with a bit of a party finish, though. After the Lone Ranger left, I realized that I'd given the impression that he had to stop the stagecoach.
Don't tell me that ain't what you mean.
Well, one thing he shouldn't do is stop that stage.
Jump on, Juniper, that's the one thing he'd want to do.
I was afraid of.
Oh, you give him a bump steer. You send him to stop the stage, you're likely to get his head blown off.
Sorry. Huh? I was trying to overtake him. Even if I had a good horse, there'd be no chance to catch Silver.
You're doggone well right. Now, here, you're catching cold from being in the rain.
Never mind me.
Let me build up a...
No, there isn't time.
Well, I ought
to... It's up to you and me to act quick, then. I don't know how I can impress you with the importance of what has to be done.
We gotta stop the Lone Ranger from sticking up that stage.
You can't do that, Missouri. But when he comes back here, tell him that he must disguise himself and go to the hotel himself. You've got to see that he does that, understand?
Disguise himself? Go to the hotel?
As a traveling man. A salesman, perhaps. Will you do that, Missouri? That's all.
Yeah.
And keep it. Take the iron box with. Keep it.
I'll tell him.
Thank you.
Now that's
cool. I'll do it. Please tell him not to lose faith in me, no matter what happens.
Hey, what's going to happen?
Just tell him that.
I will. But I wish to goodness I could fix up a fire. I wish you'd tell me what's happened to the old ranger. Me sitting here waiting, and him out there riding in the rain. Maybe to his death. I don't hear the rain. Hey, have you gone? Hey, miss? Well, doggone. Doggone, I say.
Since you had a mighty sweet voice.
Later the same evening, the rain stopped. The sky was still overcast. Outside, the town was dark. With the stage view to arrive, the town was brightly lighted. Even the road was bright with the illumination that came from the many buildings.
Where's the sheriff? Where's the sheriff? I want to see the sheriff.
On a night like this, I didn't think even a highwayman would be out on a night like this.
Where'd it happen? 2 miles back, and this wasn't the work of highwaymen.
It wasn't. And who was it?
That's what I admire to know.
But go on, tell some more.
Well, I had an iron box on board. It wasn't very big, so it wasn't too heavy for one man to handle, even on horseback.
Iron, you say?
I never seen a box as strong as that one. And all the way across the country, I was wondering what could be so valuable that it was locked in a box like that.
Yeah. Well, what was?
How do I know? I didn't open it. I didn't have no key for it. I just know that I had that there box, and I was some curious about it. Well, as I said, 2 miles east of here, it was brought to a stop by a man firing a couple of shots.
Straight up there. I want something you're carrying.
I reined up like I was told, and the man come close. He rode a white horse, and that was about all I could see of him. There was another man waiting a little ways back. The stranger yelled.
I want the iron box.
Well, I tossed it to him, and then he said...
That's all I want. I'd have had to stop you. You can go on now.
I was about to start. I have whipped the horses.
Get up, I am. Then the guard leaned out from the seat, raised his rifle. Well, the guard caught that hombre.
I see him still from the horse. That ain't the main reason I wanted to tell you about this. The other man was a redskin, an Indian.
I see. You got no idea who it was your guard shot?
No, but I don't know how hard he was hit. He might have been killed.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. The girl of mystery didn't complete her message to the Lone Ranger. The masked man, therefore, took an iron box from the stage and was wounded in the attempt. He returned to the hunter's cabin in the woods where his friend, old Missouri, waited.
You can't travel for a while, partner. Not a chance of it. You were here to let that wound get healed over.
Tell me some more about the girl, Missouri. What else did she say?
Well, I don't know if you should tell you. You do it anyhow.
You better talk, Missouri. Hunter will fix wounds.
Here's a left letter from the bay, the tunnel. Go on, Missouri.
Well, all right then. He says that you was to fix up to look like a drummer, a salesman of some sort, and take that there ornery trouble-making hunk of iron with a lock on it and go live in a hotel in town.
I see.
But you can't do it.
Wait, let me stand up and see if I can move it.
You can't. And if you could, it wouldn't matter. It could be seen that you stopped the slug. And that'd be enough to tip off the lawman that you'd bear some investigating in connection with that affair.
Not a bandage wound now.
Dan Brennan, I'm a idiot.
Missouri, you're telling me what the girl said.
I did tell you.
So?
Well, she says that I should ask you to trust her.
Didn't she say why I was to go to the hotel?
No.
What I was to do there?
No.
All I was to stay?
No.
Very well, then.
He ain't going, are you?
Yes, as soon as Tonto fixes a bandage. Hurry, Tonto.
A group of hard-faced men sat in a small room in the rear of the cafe. It was later the same night. A new arrival gave a significant rap on the door. The door opened.
Howdy, Neville. Hey, boys. Glad you're all here.
Well, as soon as we got word about the box being taken from the stage. No use us sticking it up, then.
We hurried here, figuring there'd be word as to what to do next.
You done right, Chance. I'm the one that's brought the word, you mentioned.
Yeah?
What's the next move?
Getting that iron box.
That's easy enough to say.
The first thing you gotta do is locate the critter that took it.
There, boy, this is where I shine. It pays off sometimes to have a way with girls.
You sure got that, boss.
I met a girl in the hotel. Pretty looking girl, at that.
She don't live here, then. I haven't seen a pretty girl here for a month.
Oh, I don't know who this is. I guess she's just talking long enough to get aboard the stage. She hinted that she'd be leaving when the stage pulled out.
Get to the point.
She was just sitting there passing the time in the hotel lobby, and I got to talking to her.
What about the iron box?
Yeah, get to the point, boss. We ain't interested in your romancing.
Well, I turned the talk to the stopping of the stage and asked a lot of questions. She had heard some about it. And it was a girl that brought up the subject of the iron box. Well,
what did she know about it?
Maybe she's in cahoots with the ones that took it.
She know how bad hurt that man that got it was?
No. She seemed pretty much upset when she told about him being hurt. But then she dropped a remark that just about made me jump out of my chair.
Yeah? Golly,
what was that?
She saw a stranger sign up for a room in a hotel here in town.
Oh, is that all?
Not by a long shot, it isn't all. She said he had a package wrapped up in paper under his arm. He was acting like he was pretty heavy. She heard him speaking to the clerk and asking if he has any special kind of keys that he could borrow. No, says the clerk. So then this stranger started asking for some special kind of saw that they used to saw the lock off a trunk.
He didn't have no trunk.
No sign of
it. Hey, that was a critter that got our box.
How do you see why I was ready to jump clear out of the chair?
I sure do.
Sure enough.
How soon do we go and get this trainer?
Oh, hold on. You can't bust in the hotel and go get him. You watch your step real careful. A hand looks smart.
And we're ready.
Listen sharp. The plans are at night. I'll move the hotel. Good evening, Mr. My name's Neville. Bart Neville.
Good evening.
What I got to say is sort of private. I'm going to have to step in here. There. I heard that you was asking for a key to open this special sort of box. Oh, I heard it. Never mind where. Maybe. Where is the box?
Right there on the table.
Enough. Now, take your hand.
Hold on. Oh, don't shoot. What's the matter? What have I done?
I could have took that box off the stage.
Who says so?
I say so. You must keep looking. Stay right here until you get away with it.
You must look late. I don't look like you have the nerve to do that. Please. Make me nervous.
I want you to do what you're told. Now, take this.
You're stealing that box. Leave it alone.
Hand toward the window.
That box isn't yours. You can see the address on it.
Why?
It's for a man in San Francisco.
No, is it really? Well, I'm the one that's supposed to get it. The gent in Frisco doesn't exist, you savvy? Go out that window ahead of me and don't try any tricks.
You say man in Frisco doesn't exist?
Never mind any more questions. Out that window now and be quick.
Indeed, the character you portrayed would under the circumstances. The Lone Ranger obeyed Neville and climbed out the window. The accident, you were afraid he might be shot at any moment.
Walk straight ahead. Keep your hands up.
Won't you? Well, did you learn that I was looking for a key to that box from the girl? Did the girl tell you I wanted a key to open the box?
Maybe so. What about
who she was? She's
I never even said it was a girl.
There's another thing. You said the box was to a fake name in San Francisco. The box you wanted. How did you plan to get it?
None of your business.
You went to another stage to get it?
You're thinking too much, mister. That isn't healthy.
That was the way you were to get it. All you said, I must have known your plans. Maybe you didn't want anyone to know that something was being sent to you from Washington in a box addressed to the West Coast.
I said not to think so much. It isn't healthy. Maybe you can get some answers to them questions when we get to where it goes. Maybe you'll be able to give us some information. We got ways of persuading a man like you to come on.
The Lone Ranger was careful to walk without a limp in spite of his wound. Soon he found himself in a small house where a couple of men were waiting. Other men entered behind him.
Well, here he is, boys. There's the Iron Boy.
Great work, Neville.
So that's your name.
Do you any good to have found it out?
Anyone know that you brought him here?
He slipped right out the window without a soul being the wiser. I'm most ashamed to take advantage of anyone that's as meek as this drummer is.
Let's find out some more about him, boys.
I aim to. You, mister. Why did you want that there, boss?
That's fabulous.
Who told you to get it?
No one said a word to him.
That isn't so.
It is.
Boys. That is certain. Didn't want to get close enough so that he could grab my villain. See if he's on. It isn't likely.
That's enough, please, Mr. Neville.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some mistake. Why don't you open that box and make sure it's the one you want? Can't be two such boxes.
It isn't likely.
Just came to my room, saw the box, and jumped to conclusions, you know. As soon as you saw the iron box, you thought it was the one you wanted. You assumed that I was the one who took it from the stage. Now, there might be a mistake.
I just can't figure you out. Sometimes I think you're scared half out of your wits, and other times I wonder if you know enough to be scared. Keep guns on him, boys. I'll have a look inside the door.
Right. Lone Ranger's mind was racing. He wasn't sure what the mysterious box might hold. He knew that he had to be ready to act fast within the next few seconds.
Yeah. Nice stuff, all right.
Ish money. I thought it was about time we got paid off.
Folding money, though. I thought we'd be paid off in gold.
Gold's too heavy to send.
You men seem to be an employer of somebody in Washington.
Smart, aren't you? Plans for the next month, boy.
Good. That's what I want.
Watch out! You! Get back there!
Oh, he's light, Lieutenant!
No, you don't!
The Lone Ranger snatched the paper, threw hard blows right and left, then leaped back, snatching a gun from beneath his coat. Taken by surprise, Neville and his men were off balance. Two sprawled on the floor before the others started to close in.
Press him! Get that gun!
Great work, Otto!
After him, men! After him!
Silver! Get him!
He's got away. He's got a horse.
Yeah, there was an Indian that come for him.
We gotta get him.
He called
that horse Silver.
You fool, Neville. You mistook it complete. That mustache was fake. That man wasn't no salesman.
He shut up.
He was a Lone Ranger.
He's got that paper from Washington. We gotta get it back. Come on, we'll follow that man.
Here we are.
The sheriff.
Come on, boys. See if you weren't home right or wrong.
What do you want here?
I heard some shooting. What was it?
There's the iron box. Now, hold on, sir.
We had word we'd find the stage robbers here with the box they stole. Keep your hands up, you crook.
We didn't steal it.
And how'd it get here?
Well, the cash, huh?
Well, marked from Ann and Frisco. This is the box, all right. I reckon it's all the evidence we need.
The girl was right.
We didn't rob the stage.
Then how'd that box get here?
Maybe you took it from the man who got it from the stage. In any case, you're a thief.
No, we didn't. That is... Now look, Sheriff, he got away.
If someone got away, he was in cahoots with you, maybe. And that still makes you men guilty. Now get going. It's jail for yours.
Hey, Silver,
we can stop here, Toto. We're not being followed.
You get paper from my inbox?
I got it, Kemosabe. I see now why the girl was so concerned. She wanted us to wait until Neville and his men robbed the stage. And they would have been sent to jail.
That's right.
And when we interfered with the robbery by getting the box off the stage, she fixed it so the crooks would rob me. In any case, the crooks are in jail, and we have the instructions from Washington to Neville. Neville was one of the Black Arrow.
Do we know who sent plans from Washington?
No, the girl's going to be disappointed. We still don't know the head man in Washington. With the help of that girl, we'll find him sooner or later. Then we'll smash the Black Arrow.
Maybe better we move back from the stream of water.
River's mighty high tonight.
And the river get higher, too. Plenty rain, make it rise.
Regular torrent, I... Otto, you hear that?
Someone in water.
Otto, it's a girl.
I'll kill
Thank you.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.